Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Believe me. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
What I have here is a copy of Donald Trump's tax returns. We have his federal tax return for 1 year, for 2005. I believe this is the only set of the president's federal taxes that reporters have ever gotten a hold of. What we have are these two pages, front and back, from the same 1040 form that you might have filled out when you file your taxes. And in terms of what's on here, let me give you the basics. Aside from the numbers being large, these pages are straightforward. He paid $38 million in taxes. He took a big write-down of $103 million. More on that later. If you add up the lines for income, he made more than $150 million in that.
All right. It's the elephant in the room. I guess we have to address it, don't we? Were we trolled? Was she trolled? I mean, who trolled who last night? This release of these two pages, 1040 forms, from 2005, 11 years ago, shows Donald Trump, in a very good light. It shows that Donald Trump, made $150 million. You know, the White House released some statements that he's the most successful businessman ever. No, I think healthcare or health insurance company CEOs and, Rex Tillerson, oil company CEO, I think they do better than Donald Trump does in 2005, $150 mil. He's a piker, right? He's a piker is what it is. You're a piker. He responds to her and says, it's illegal what you did, and it's not illegal. But so now the people in the chattering class think that Donald Trump himself leaked, and so did David K. Johnston, who, as a friend of this show, I think David K. Johnston is a Pulitzer Prize winning tax writer. He has written for the New York Times. He wrote for the New York Times for years and years. And, he's your go-to guy on all things taxes. What's interesting is David K. says it just showed up in his mailbox. Now, what's interesting about that fact? Well, that it just showed up in the mailbox? Yeah, that. And it's not true that this is the only tax information we've gotten from him. We have some early 90s stuff, as you know. Those were years where he did not pay any taxes. And then we had 1 year, I think it was 1995, where he had that massive write-down. Remember, he had that almost $1 trillion worth of write-down, a loss of 900 some odd million dollars that was carried forward. That loss was carried forward on a lot of his tax returns going forward, so that he probably didn't have to pay any taxes in years after that, right? So, and what's interesting about that is that the New York Times got that. Remember, the New York Times got that write down year. And how did they get that? See, this is why you need me. They got that in the mail. They got that in the mail also. So, either there's somebody who has access to Donald Trump's taxes. I don't know. I'll guess Ivanka. I mean, or Ivana. Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's just a consonant movement away. Yes, Ivana. Ivana could have done. I mean, you don't know. You don't know because these were joint filings. The one that the New York Times got was a joint filing when he was still married to Ivana. The one that that Rachel got last night, or David K. Johnston got last night, that he brought to Rachel. He said it was in the mail. Same delivery method as the previous one from 1995 to the New York Times. So either you have somebody who leaked one of them to the New York Times and somebody else that leaked it to David K. Johnston, and that other person that leaked it to David K. Johnston chose to release 2005, a year that looks pretty good for Donald Trump. Why do I say that? Well, because he had decent, his earned income, what he made in salary was like $1 million, something like that. And then he had all these other sources of income, which aren't categorized in this. All you know is the total, right? $38 million. So this is kind of worthless stuff. But if you look at it, then you can see it looks good for Donald Trump in this way. He made $150 million. He paid a 24% tax rate, which, the scandal should be, and it's not, The scandal should be that somebody who makes $150 million in this country can actually have an effective tax rate of 24%, not the 35% that they're constantly ramming down your throat, telling you we are the highest taxed country in the world and businesses pay 35% and millionaires and billionaires pay 30%. No, they don't. They don't. They actually do not. And so, that should be the scandal, but it's not the scandal. The scandal is that there's no other tax returns that have been released. And now people think that Donald Trump cherry picked a year, 2005, that looked good for him, made him look, successful, sort of, in the billionaire class, not so much. In the millionaire class, yes. And, to us, wow, 150 mil. But he picks a year that looks kind of good for him and an effective tax rate of 24%. However, that's only because the alternative minimum tax kicked in. If we didn't have the alternative minimum tax requirement, saying, hey, you could write it down because our tax code is so favorable to millionaires and billionaires that you could actually, he would have paid 4%. Had the alternative minimum tax not kicked in. So this should be the scandal. It should be. But it's not. It's not. It's that it's a leak and you got Sean Hannity, at 9 o'clock last night, sitting there accusing Rachel Maddow of being some sort of a criminal under the Internal Revenue Service law. No, this is either somebody who has access to Donald Trump's client copy, because it's stamped client copy. And that client, well, there's only two people that are the client in this scenario. One's Melania and the other one's the Donald. So either the client chose to release in this nefarious way, or, and here's one that should mess with your brain, just a little touch, just a tad, just a little bit because I can't resist. Since Donald Trump is such a world heavyweight champion liar, and everything he says is a lie, including 3 to 5 million people voted that were illegals, and that he's been wiretapped by Barack Obama, and that his travel ban is based on some factual evidence that doesn't exist, that people from Syria are dangerous. We've had absolutely no terrorists from Syria in this country. None. We can go over those numbers because the travel ban goes into effect tonight at 12:01. At 12:01, there will be protests at the airports, especially in Dulles, in Washington, D.C. There will be protests. There will be lawyers there. There'll be all kinds. You won't see the same chaos. I'll explain why. But so Donald Trump is a world heavyweight champion liar. And we know this. So what if he did release this form? But what if the form is fake? What if this is just, some crazy, Roger Stone, backward, dirty trick joke that's being played upon David K. Johnson? Now, what's interesting is Trump's response was a reporter that no one knows attacking David K. Johnson, which I find hysterical because I think you would know all your biographers, wouldn't you? I mean, if somebody wrote a biography about your life, wouldn't you know that person? Wouldn't you know them by name? Well, David K. Johnston wrote the biography of Donald Trump. So I find it fascinating that he says somebody that no one knows, even though David K. Johnston wrote a biography about Donald Trump. So that right there was a lie, And the other thing is that no one knows him. I mean, the guy has written for the New York Times for years and years and years. And of course, now he is the go-to guy on all things taxes and a Pulitzer Prize winner for his work in investigative journalism based on taxes, that it makes your mind hurt. It really does. And Sean Hannity is accusing, Rachel of some big crime. Well, it's only a crime to release somebody's tax returns if you work for the IRS. Now, if somebody like Donald Trump sends his tax returns to somebody who isn't Donald Trump, or he dropped it on the street, say he was walking down Fifth Avenue and he was going from Trump Tower to the De Beers Diamond shop that's right next door to Trump Tower. I know this because that's where I met him. And he dropped, his tax return on the street and someone picked it up and said, I can't make heads or tails out of this. I'm going to put this in a mailbox of David K. Johnson. There's nothing illegal about that. Also, there are First Amendment rights that are afforded to people who disseminate information, that if they come by some information via a reporter like a David K. Johnston, who says he got it through the transom, got it in the mail, which I believe because that's how the New York Times got it for the 1995 tax release that showed that almost $1 trillion write down. Remember that? Okay, so they got it in the mail too. So that seems like a method that somebody who wants serious eyeballs on Donald Trump's tax returns uses in order to get serious eyeballs to look at Donald Trump's tax returns. They just put it in mailboxes. So I believe him. But what if that tax return is fake, you know, and Donald Trump released it? I mean, this is the alternative universe in which we toil. This is it. This is where we are. This is what happens. This is what it looks like. So here's what should be the scandal. Without the alternative minimum tax, Trump would have paid 4% on $150 million. And he wants to do away with the alternative minimum tax. And now you know why. It's one of his tax policy goals. Other than that, the 2005 return is pretty routine for somebody making that amount of money, which is also a scandal, but it isn't the scandal. You know, the fact that a man making $150 million paid an effective tax rate of 24%. I mean, the fact that none of the really, really wealthy ever pay the 35% that they're supposed to pay, that's a scandal. That's a scandal. But instead, everybody's, scandalizing who trolled who. Right? Who trolled who? And they're saying, oh, that was Al Capone's vault. Rachel Maddow's Al Capone's vault. Well, let me tell you something about Al Capone's vault. It did make Geraldo a household name. And it didn't hurt the reputation of Al Capone. And that's what you got here. Now, this is pretty much the Al Capone's vault of Trump stories, because there's nothing there. There's nothing there. But to make the story about who trolled who, because the White House actually said, you know, in a statement prior to Rachel's 9 o'clock live show, they said this was really Donald Trump's tax return, which makes me believe, no, it's not. You know, just the mere fact that they were preemptively responding to her. And you know, there's no conspiracy here, because David K. Johnston did notify the White House that he had this. And he did tell them that he had given it to Rachel Maddow and he was going on her show. So this is how they were preemptively able to strike at her. So they trolled her. And then, of course, she trolled us because she said, I got the tax returns, plural. And no. She really didn't. So let's not make that the scandal, as much as it's tempting and easy to do it. Let's make the scandal the fact that somebody in this country making $150 million could have paid a 4% effective tax rate, if not for the alternative minimum tax. And we're about to have a tax debate in this country. And I kind of want you to remember that, because one of the goals in the Trump tax plan is to get rid of the alternative minimum tax. Also, I think this is fake. Only because Donald Trump said it wasn't. That's the only reason why.
He's so good at taxes.
That's it. So the leak tells you a couple of things. It tells you how bogus our tax code is. It tells you how we really do need the alternative minimum tax in order to hold these multimillionaires accountable for at least paying something. And it says don't pay attention to the other more real scandals that are engulfing the Trump administration, because they were cool with it. See, which is why I think it's fake, and also why I think it was a distraction. Orchestrated by Trump? I don't know. It's like he's like one of those old school flashers in the schoolyard. You know what I mean? He like tries to distract you by flashing his penis. But then you point and laugh because it's no big thing. And I mean that on every level. Small hands, you know. So anyway, that was the elephant in the room. I just got to say, stop with, you know, she trolled us or he trolled her. Or you know, this is the least of it with him. The least of it.
Clear. Off.
Randy Rhoads Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhoads.com.
Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.